Good morning, everybody, on February the 1st, which means it's the February Challenge, February 2016. I've never done this before. It's my first time. I'm going to see how I manage with it. I might not be able to keep it up, but I will at least give it a go. I still haven't upgraded my account to a plus account, which means it's good because I have to keep it within 10 minutes at the moment. The question today is, I can't remember now, how was life, how is life without the internet, or whatever it is, life without the internet. I think the biggest downside of the internet is the amount of time people spend on it, me included. You know, I'll be sitting there watching the TV or sitting with my husband or whatever, and, you know, every few minutes I'll pick up my phone and look at Facebook or look at WhatsApp or look at Audio Boom. You know, I don't spend inordinate amounts of time on it. I mean, I don't spend hours on end, but the amount of times I look at it throughout the day is probably, well, too much. What would I be doing without it? Good question. Well, we were without it. We first got a computer in 2001. I worked on computers at work, but it wasn't the same, you know, we didn't have the internet. It was the old IBM DOS and all that. And then, obviously, I gave up work to have my kids, and in 2001, we got a computer, and I haven't looked back. I mean, that's 15 years ago now. It's a double-edged sword, I think. You know, for me, it opened up a whole new world in so many different ways. I found it fantastic that I could actually find out anything I wanted to know on the internet. Okay, you have to be a bit careful about the source, but once you get past that and you realise that you can't trust everything you read, then it's a fantastic wealth of information that could only have been accessed before that from, say, a public library where nothing really is accessible to a blind person. The fact of communication, I think I keep in touch with people more since the internet. Without it, I was very poor at keeping in touch with everyone but my best friend, and we used to write braille letters to each other that were like 300 and 400 pages long because they'd be written over like 4 or 5 weeks. And then we'd send them off and this big hefty parcel would arrive, and we'd get so excited when we got a letter from each other. We'd usually send them at the same time so that we were reading each other's like at the same time sort of thing. And sometimes they'd take days to read. And I miss that. I must admit, I do miss that, because now we do emails and it's not quite the same. The thing that was better before the internet for blind people, I think, was that most blind people who had no sight or very limited vision would be using Braille, whereas now I'm told in schools they don't teach Braille very much to kids, and I think that if they're just relying on screen readers, it's not really reading, is it? It's listening. It's not processing the words in the same way as putting your hands on a page or reading a text with your eyes. And I think that is a downside of the internet. I think life without the internet for a blind person, although it's a double-edged sword because now so much more is accessible to us, yet that one fundamental element in life is dwindling away, and that's the ability to read properly. I don't think listening to something with JAWS or NVDA or any other screen reader, window eyes or whatever you choose, is reading. We may say, I read the document, but we actually didn't read it. We listened to it. Same with reading audiobooks. We read them. And that's another thing that is fantastic, to have so much choice of reading now for us. We're listening, books and everything. But really, give me an old-fashioned Braille book. It's just a shame they take up so much room and that there's such a limited availability because it's expensive to put these things into Braille, whereas, you know, it's you can get iBooks, Audible, all these different things, which may be expensive to buy. If you have to buy them, the Audible books would be, but if you're a member, then you get them at very good cut price rates. So life without the internet, was life. You know, we never knew any better, did we? We didn't know any different. We went about in our limited way. For the visually impaired, it was limited because we couldn't always find out what we wanted to find out. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so oh, I don't know if I am actually. Let me just pause this. I've still got 5 minutes left. This thing's crazy sometimes. Yeah, I think we went on in our way, not knowing. We didn't know any. We didn't. Life without the internet was fine because we didn't know any better. Now, life without the internet now is a confounded nuisance because we rely on it so heavily. I mean, we people rely on it for banking. I do telephone banking, but most people I know do internet banking. We do internet shopping. We order takeaways online. We order, you know, we rather than going around the shops choosing Christmas presents, we do a lot of that online. We communicate with people online, either via email or text messages or WhatsApp or whatever. And there's always Facebook. We get news online. So basically, it's a big part of our lives now. It's a big part of the community and everything because, you know, everywhere's got websites. The council's got websites. You know, government departments have websites. And when they go down, it's a major hassle. Everyone can't cope. They're like, you know, like it's like they've had their right hand chopped off. And when you think about it, it's totally ridiculous because, as I say, I've lived a lot of my life without the internet. Well, basically, up until 15 years ago, and, you know, I had a perfectly happy life. But now, if we're without the internet for, like, an hour, we're going, oh, my God, my internet's gone down. What am I going to do? And it's absolutely pathetic when you look at it in that light. You think, come on, get a life. There was life before the internet, and there would be life after the internet. I have made some good friends online that I'll probably never meet. Some of them I have met and some of them I probably never will. But, you know, I wouldn't have known them or even known of their existence had it not been for the internet. So, you know, I'm glad we've got it. It's just I think we do rely on it a bit too much and we maybe ought to take a chill pill sometimes. And I think it would be good if we had, like, an internet-free weekend or if we went away, took a break with our other half or whatever and said, right, let's turn our phones off. In fact, when we went on holiday in September, my husband did turn his phones off at first, but then for some reason he turned them back on and then he didn't turn them back off again. I didn't want to turn mine off, although the service there was crap anyway because it was like in the middle of the country and the internet was crap and the mobile service was crap. But I wanted my family to be able to get in touch with me if they needed to. So I wouldn't turn mine off. But he did. He actually did do that for a couple of days. Is it possible for us to live without the internet? I don't know. We've got so used to it now. It's so ingrained in our society and in our life. And, you know, we do so many things with it. I do think it would be good sometimes to just take a break and go back to our old values and remember what it was like if we had the choice between going for a walk or looking on Facebook. Now it's so easy, just, oh, I'll just see what's on Facebook. And then by the time we finished it, oh, I don't really feel like going out now, which is a shame. Pause recording. 5 minutes and 25 seconds or 10 minutes. This thing's got stuck again. It's really awful. I'm going to have to upgrade to a Plus account. Anyway, I'm going to finish this now for now because I don't know how much time I've got left. And I've probably said the same thing over and over again, but there you go. I'll see you all tomorrow, no doubt.